Te Deum in C major by Benjamin Britten. Philip Ledger conducted the King's College Choir of Cambridge, the soloist Rory Phillips, a request from Wade in Eau Claire. This next request is from Francine and Madison for a work of Alan Havanas, Alleluia and Fugue. And Francine says that Havanas wrote lots of spiritual music. Here's one of his best. This performance is with George Schwartz conducting the Seattle Symphony.
Thank you.
The Alleluia and Fugue by Alan Havanas. George Schwartz directed the Seattle Symphony. That was a request from Francine in Madison. For Pete and Monroe, here's music of Gabriel Fauré from his Requiem. This is In Paradisum. John Rutter conducts the Cambridge Singers. From the Requiem by Gabriel Fauré, we heard In Paradisum, performed by the Cambridge Singers, the conductor John Rutter. Coming up next, we'll hear music of Johannes Brahms on Classics by Request.
WPR has been a radio pioneer since 1917. That's 100 years of great radio. Today, listener support is the single largest piece of funding for WPR, so you can be proud of that legacy. Thanks to you, WPR's future includes more in-depth news, world-class music, and great discussions. Continue the spirit of innovation. Make your year-end gift now at WPR.org. Thank you.
Support for WPR comes from the DNR eCycle Wisconsin program, reminding listeners to recycle old electronics this holiday season. Recycling locations and more information is at dnr.wi.gov and search eCycle.
Support for WGTD comes from Carthage College, providing graduate and accelerated certification programs in education to start or advance a career in teaching. More information is available online at carthage.edu/grad.
In 23 minutes from now, it will be live from the Met. Today's broadcast is The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár. Want to remind you that during this opera season, and we have 2 hours together on Saturday mornings, it's always time to get your request in early, and you can do it one of two ways. You can either send a postcard or letter to Classics by Request, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison 53706, or online anytime at our website, WPR.org. As this year comes to a close and a new one begins, we remember the dear members of our Classics by Request listening community who are no longer with us. And as I do every year, I like to recall John Kaczynski's descriptive words on the Andante from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. John died 13 years ago. He was a devoted fan of this program. In fact, he would send me a long and detailed email after every program commenting on the requests made that day. John said of this work by Brahms, "What a composer! What sublime and gorgeous music!" But it also reminded me of a parallel with life. In both music and life, you follow along the progress, enjoying every moment. And when the end comes, it's so gracious and inevitable and fulfilling that one doesn't fret that it's over, but rather rejoice that it happened. John Kaczynski's beautiful words on the Andante from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. That was the Andante Third Movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat Major by Johannes Brahms. Zubin Mehta conducted the New York Philharmonic, the soloist, pianist Daniel Barenboim. That was John Kaczynski's favorite performance of this work. Coming up next, it's live from the Met here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Today it's The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár. And then I'll be back at the end of the opera for more classical music of Saturday afternoon classics. Classics by request, starting in January, a couple days from now, this program will be in its 38th year. It's been a privilege to host Classics by Request. I'll start my 19th year hosting. And I want you to know that I really enjoy our Saturdays together. And I'm so grateful for your support of this program and for sharing your requests week after week. I want to wish you all the best in 2018. And to conclude today's program, Song for World Peace by John Williams. concluding Classics by Request with music of John Williams' Song for World Peace. That was the composer conducting the Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow evening on New Year's Eve, I thought you might like to know that on Wisconsin Public Television, beginning at 8 o'clock in the evening, a special live from Lincoln Center, the New York Philharmonic New Year's Eve celebration of Bernstein on Broadway, toasting Leonard Bernstein's 100th, with star-crossed lovers, fun-loving sailors, and bright-eyed New Yorkers. And we will be sharing in the festivities on Classics by Request later in the new year with a special Bernstein celebration during his centennial year. So tune in tomorrow evening for New Year's Eve special of Leonard Bernstein on Broadway, Wisconsin Public Television, beginning at 8. We do have some offerings here if you'd like to tune in on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning. New Year's Concert from Vienna Live presents its annual New Year's celebration from the Golden Hall of the Music, somewhere, the Music Auditorium in Vienna. Tune in on Monday at 10 o'clock for New Year's Eve Concert from Vienna with the Vienna Philharmonic. Stay warm. It's very cold outside. In fact, stay in. Listen to some opera, and I'll be back right after for Saturday Afternoon Classics. I'm Ruth Ann Bestman. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great weekend. Have a wonderful and safe new year. This has been Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
'Tis the season for celebration among cultures all around the globe, where gatherings, conversation, and traditional foods are highly favored. For many, music is a part of the recipe, where singing, dancing, and the playing of instruments add to the party. Let Higher Ground add its own spices to your celebration. Saturday night at 7, right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Oakwood Village, Prairie Ridge, dedicated to building community, announcing their campus expansion, growing to serve the Madison area. Information on the expansion is available at oakwoodvillage.net.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.